Blog Talk Radio.
Say again?
Go. I'm going to just pick up the phone.
I'm sorry, say again?
I'm ready to go. Should I just pick up the phone?
Yeah, just pick up the phone.
Hello?
We'll do our usual silence and go, okay?
Yeah, just wait a minute. Let me get sit down.
Just tell me when you're ready for the silence and I'll go.
I'm ready.
Okay, 10 seconds of silence.
In the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And this is a very special show today because this is the time of year that I look back to the beginning of the year and I start to reflect. What I'm looking at, of course, is what's happening in the field of aging, because the fountain of truth is really about the fountain of aging, not the fountain of youth. We're looking to see into our own futures. So I get the privilege of going to so many conferences. I just came back from Orlando last week with the Healthcare Design Conference. I saw some of the most beautiful furniture that you'll ever see. You would never believe that these were being created for hospitals, for home health agencies, for assisted livings, and so many other innovations from robots to digital health, and now perhaps you've read recently that there are even now pills that have a microchip in them, and you swallow the pill, and it actually alerts you through a wristband and other devices if you need to take another pill, so you'll never forget your medicine because your tummy will tell you. Well, that's what's going on in the trends that I see. And people say to me, how can you be so lit up about aging? Everybody feels so lousy about it. Well, because I see that this is a life stage that can be the most glorious. But we are the fountain of truth. And so we give you the balanced view of what you can expect for your future. And today I'm going to be talking about some of the things that either have depressed me, I'm being honest with you, or have excited me about our futures so that you have a heads up on aging that nobody else has, period, the end. So let's jump into that right now. And, of course, in the second part of our show, I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell me what you care about. Remember, I am a financial gerontologist, not so easy to find. If that's an area that you would like to know more about, the second half of the show, I'll send you to our wonderful website, generationboldradio.com. I will also speak to Jennifer Stagg about an amazing new trend in anti-aging. Not a phrase I like, but we'll call it anti-aging for these purposes, on how to get rid of your inflammation, how to look at your genetics for the purposes of simply living longer and living better. And I said simply, but it's not so simple. Let's take a look at that right now. Oh, brand new survey. Longevity in North America is an underestimated risk. Well, there is a very large company. It's called Swiss Re, and they are a reinsurance company, international, and they have many, many actuaries on staff. They do a lot of research, and they've come up with kind of a chilling figure here. It's good news and it's bad news. It comes from the Society of Actuaries Retirement Plan Experience Committee. Yes, there is one. And these are the folks that overlook the pension programs, and they take a look at the very large companies that offer pensions all over the world, including the United States, to see how well those pensions are going to be doing. If we're living longer, those pensions have to carry a much, much bigger burden. And would there be a problem? And what did they come up with? Well, they've come up with something called a new improvement scale. They call it Scale BB. And this is to tell pension managers how well, according to the mortality tables, after all, these are actuaries. If you don't know what an actuary is, it's a person who wanted to be an accountant but didn't have the personality for it. And they look at the actuarial tables, how long we're going to live and how much risk there is in insurance policies, in annuity policies, and in pension plans. And they said, look, America is aging to such an extent, and they are collecting to such an extent that it's been underestimated in terms of the risk by the pension programs. Now, how much? Well, the longevity issue is most acute in North America, they write, where over 90% of longevity risk currently sits with defined benefit pension plans. That is in U.S. dollars, $7 trillion, right? And so will those pension plans fail? That's the real question. And they're saying, possibly. Now, here's the statistic. This is good news and bad news. If a 70-year-old is expected currently to die at age 86, which is more or less in North America the actuarial table, and we improve the mortality, which we are doing every minute, for just 1 year to age 87, then a pension plan would need to allow for a 4% increase. They have to earn at least 4% and be paid into by the employers and the pension supporters every single year. By 4% for every 1 year in longevity that we grow. So what are we going to be able to do about this? Well, there's several new trends going on, and I want you to know about them. Number one, we're getting rid of pensions. Most people before the 1987 had a pension. Today, fewer and fewer have a pension. It's usually baby boomers and seniors that have pensions. Most of your kids and my kids won't have a true pension. We'll have a 401k or an IRA. So that's happening. Next, the government is stepping in. The government has something called a QLAC, Qualified Longevity Investment Annuity Contract, Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. Now, this was an experiment. It was an experiment under the Obama administration, but the rules and regulations never came out until 2016. This permits people to put money up to one quarter of their IRA, up to one quarter of their IRA, or $125,000, whichever is less, into these new things called a QLAC, and starting at any age, but up to age 85, they can convert that into a stream of income that never goes away, lifelong income for themselves and or their spouse, very much like a pension choice. Why? The government's worried. Same concern that Swiss Re has over pension plans, they have over impoverished seniors, to make sure that there's enough money there to last you for the rest of your life. You might say to me, well, give me an example. Well, example. Somebody put in $75,000 right now into these QLEX from their IRA. It would be owned in their IRA. And what would happen is that around age 85, when they must take it out, they would be able to get anywhere from $900 to $1,300 a month, or even up to $1,600 a month, if they had it for their own life, for the rest of their life. $1,200, $1,300 if it was for a spouse and themselves, and less if they wanted a refund for their heirs. It's not a simple product to understand, but any good advisor will be able to sit down with you and explain a QLAC, Qualified Longevity Investment Contract. And the government is giving you an incentive to do this. What? Well, you know that after 70 and a half, you have to start taking money out. And if it's a QLAC, you don't have to start taking the money out. You could leave it there and not be subject to the required minimum distribution. So a little tax savings there. Now, how's this working? New trend. The government says it's working great. They love it. They want to continue it, and they're even increasing it. As of January 2018, in just a couple of months, instead of the limit that you can use for this being $125,000, you can put up to $130,000. So this is the kind of thing that's going to happen. In other words, different kinds of financial products that are now called longevity products, just like their new medicine, just like there's new pills, just like there's new robots to help you if you want to age in place, is going to be new longevity products. So watch for it. Speak to your financial advisors about it. There's even something new coming out called a longevity bond. This is all because we are living so long. Very big trend. Next trend, we are no longer living in our bank. If anybody asked you when you were 20 or 25 or 30 years old, did you want to own a home, you probably would have said yes. In fact, you might have grumbled and said, gee, I wish I could. Now, most boomers owned a home because they became of age in the 1970s when real estate was really very low. And they thought this might be what they would sell and live on for the rest of their life. And guess what? Many are. And what is new? Are they rebuying? Well, we have such an incredible trend which we keep calling aging in place, meaning how much boomers want to stay in their own home and never have to go into a facility. But the problem is, it's not true. More and more baby boomers are actually deciding to rent. In fact, the whole idea of rental used to be for the younger folks. And anybody who was a landlord would know that they had to be concerned with the income of younger people and would they lose their job to make sure they had a good tenant. Well, today, it's the baby boomers. And all that people are looking at right now, if you're a landlord, is what's the pension, what's the Social Security, how much has your tenant saved? Because they're very likely to be a baby boomer. Now, think about it for your own self. Would this be acceptable to you? If you do sell your home, do you want to move into a new home? We used to call that downsizing or downscaling, and that was all the rage and all the trend. But today, believe it or not, the newest trend is don't rebuy, but go ahead and rent. When we come back, we're going to be talking about philanthropy, reverse mentoring, and so many more trends. Don't you go away.
Not even a bit, 'cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Stu?
Yeah.
I didn't stop, but there was terrible noise that I was hearing. All kinds of beeps. Many times my sound got dropped where I couldn't hear my voice anymore. It didn't sound like a good technology at all, and I never heard that before, I have to tell you. It's not usual.
The only thing I can do is listen to it when we're done.
Or I could redo it. I could listen to it for a second now. And
I cannot listen to it until we stop recording, and I can't get a second recording on if we only have one a day.
Okay, so should I just do it over again?
Do you want to do it over again?
I think so. It was awful.
Okay.
Just beep, beep, beep.
No.
Did anybody call you? Did somebody come in on the line?
No.
Did you press a...
No,
nothing. No. Then the answer is it may happen again. But let's try.
You want to do the whole thing again?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it wasn't brain surgery. Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. It is the only show that tells you about your future. Yes, and hopefully it's going to be a very long future because we talk about longevity. We talk about successful aging. We talk about the money. We talk about the entertainment. We talk about the housing. And, of course, we talk about the health care. So today was a very special show because this is the time of year that I look backwards to see what are the trends that are emerging for the future. I go to so many conferences. I just came back from the Healthcare Design Conference in Orlando, Florida. And today I'm going to be highlighting some of the really unique trends that I expect you to see in 2018 and going forward. And then the second half of our show, I'm going to give you a special invitation. An invitation to go to our website, generationboldradio.com, and really tell me what you would like to know. We have so much information, particularly on the financial side, because my world is the world of financial gerontology, how to make sure that you live the life you love and you can afford to all of your life, and that your money lives at least as long as you do and beyond. So in the second half of our show, you get your pencils ready, and you'll be able to ask me the questions that you've wanted to ask. You'll also hear about another trend, and that is special genetics. You know that as we get older, inflammation is the thing that brings us down the most. There's new research on this, and you'll be hearing from Jennifer Stagg, who is going to tell you all about that and how to help yourself when it comes to living longer and better. But first, let's take a look at the new trends. Now, I can't tell you how many new things I am shown, from products to services to general trends in the economy that deal with boomers and older adults. And I've picked out a few that I think are very significant for us. Some fun, not so much fun for others. Some fun. Well, what's new in travel? Number one, adventure travel. Yes, get your backpack. So everything that's going on in clothing for travel is lightweight, ergonomic, very important for the older adult who can get very cold, so that all of these garments now can keep you cold, can make you less warm, you know, if you need a little bit of cold, are very lightweight for carrying, because the greatest adventure change is that the age of the people on these adventures is going up and up and up. From climbing Kilimanjaro, where they rejoiced years ago when the first 70-year-old tourist walked up. Now they're all 70-year-old tourists. And forget about the Galapagos. Everybody is a boomer or an older adult. So there's a tremendous change in adventure travel, and coming with that are very specialized garments, including, by the way, digitized garments. Yes, there is a sweatshirt that you can wear that has a microchip that'll let you know if your pulse is going up too high, what your temperature is, and eventually it will be part of digital health. So while you're climbing in the Himalayas or you're skiing in Utah, it will be able to tell your doctor at home how you're doing. Hello, big trend. Next trend. Well, here's a financial one. Not so great. Swiss Re, one of the largest purveyors of reinsurance to big insurance companies all over the world, have a battery of actuaries. And they have done an incredible job doing research, and they're very concerned about American pensions. Why? Because our longevity is straining the American pension. The good news is, the reason is, we're living longer. But the Society of Actuaries Retirement Plan Experience Committee, yes, there is such a thing, has actually had to create a new improvement scale. They call it Scale BB, which occurred because we are simply living longer. And here's their issue. They say that the issue of longevity pressuring pensions of big companies is the most acute in North America. Over 90% of longevity risk currently sits with the defined benefit plan, which is the fancy name for a regular pension. So we have to be clear that our pensions are still good. The big issue, says Swiss Re, head of longevity for North America, is George Graziani. Just look at that. This fellow is a corporate executive, and what is his title? Head of longevity for North America. That's how important longevity is to these companies and to the world and to you. He says that if a 70-year-old who's now expected to die at 86, that's the current actuarial table, has an improvement in their mortality of just 1 year, if the mortality tables rise so that our life expectancy is 87, not 86, a pension plan has to increase by at least 4% in order to pay everybody out. So that is a problem. There is a website to go to, Guaranteed Pensions Corporation, and what you're going to want to do is pension benefit guarantee corporation.com, pension benefit guarantee corporation.com, and you can check up on your own pension. So another good news for longevity, not so good news for being able to pay your way. Next trend. The government realizes this. They're worried. They're worried that Social Security will not be enough if you live long enough, that people don't have pensions, that pensions will fail. So they've created a new thing you can do with your IRA. It's called Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. It is started under the Obama administration, but it just recently got fully regulated. It allows you to take up to a quarter of your IRA, or $125,000, whichever is less, and buy an annuity with it in your IRA, special annuity. It's called Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract. You may not have heard of it. Talk to your advisor about it. Talk to your accountant about it. You save some taxes because it's not part of the required minimum distribution, and at a certain age, up to age 85, you can convert it into a stream of income for yourself or your spouse together, either way, for all your lives. In other words, like a little pension. And it's doing so well, and people are so interested in it, that new trend, coming January 2018, the limits are going to go up from $125,000 to $130,000. Shows me that people are very worried about longevity. They're very worried about running out of money, and they are concerned, perhaps if they're a younger baby boomer, that they have no pension at all. Or if, like me, they're an entrepreneur, they never had a pension in the first place. It was never in the cards. So this allows people to create a little bit of a pension. It has its downsides, mostly that your money's tied up for a while, and then that the principal that you contribute to this is not there for your heirs, right? And there are some products where there is some potential for getting refunds if you die early in life. But the fact is, it's an interesting thing. It's called a qualified longevity annuity contract. I talk about it at all my seminars, but really go to your financial advisor or tax advisor and ask about it if you have any fear that your money is not going to live as long as you do. Important new trend. Okay, next new trend. This fascinates me, absolutely fascinates me. When we were young, the main thing that we wanted to do financially was own our own home. And young people still feel that way. They're buying their homes. But what about us? What about the baby boomer? What about the older senior? We hear all the time, age in place, implying that we don't want to go to assisted livings or nursing homes. We want to stay in our home. we also hear about downsizing or downscaling, moving from our current home to something smaller, cheaper, easier to maintain. Unquestionably, these are the trends: aging in place and moving to something smaller and aging in place there. But here's the latest, because that part you already know. What you may not know is that we're not rebuying the way we did before. We are renting these smaller places. We are renting these easier to maintain places. We are becoming a renter generation, not an owner generation. This has wide implications. It has tremendous psychological implications for what we as Americans think of as goals or success beyond money. It was always owning a piece of the pie, and a major piece of the pie was our own home. And now, if we're contented to be renters, this is a different shift, even in our culture and our way of thinking, and perhaps even in the American dream. On a more mundane level, it may also mean that housing prices go down. If there's less demand because of the vast baby boom generation and more supply, you know what happens, supply and demand, prices of real estate can go down. Not a prediction, but a possibility. All right. So another trend. What we're going to do is we're going to talk when we come back about what's going on in the hospitality industry because of us. It is an enormous change, an enormous shift. We're going to talk about the shift from wellness to super wellness. What's super wellness? And beyond
you
the physical,
think that
all of
all
it,
of
we
it,
come back. Don't go anywhere.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Okay. I didn't hear any of that this time. Yep.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we have a special show today because at the end of the year, or beginning at the end of the year, I start to reflect and look back. Not so much because I want to be nostalgic about what's happened, but I want to see what's going to happen. My whole thing, of course, is successful aging and what is happening in that field. And there are very few voices for the idea of positive aging or successful aging, but I am one of them. And I go to a lot of conferences, and I see the cutting edge. You may or may not know that there's a group called the World Future Society. These people are futurists. No, they don't have a crystal ball. They work for major corporations, and they do a lot of research, and they try to predict what new trends will be going on. And that's what we're talking about today. In the second half of our show, we'll also be giving you an invitation, if you're interested in learning about new financial trends, how to access information through generationboldradio.com. Since my world is the world of financial gerontology, as well as successful aging, and we'll also talk about healthcare, the new ideas that are going on to help us with what really ages us, which is inflammation. And, of course, we'll have Jennifer Stagg there as our guest in the second half of our show. But in this little segment, I want to go through some of the new trends that I have been seeing, as I did in the first part of the show, that I think are really new and unique, and you haven't heard of them yet. So the idea of wellness is not new. We have talked about meditation. We've talked about body work, different kinds of massages. We've talked about the idea that we just don't want to be not sick. We want to be well. All right. Well, now we're going beyond wellness to something completely different. If you go to conferences, as I mentioned, like the World Spa Global Wellness Conference, which takes place all over the world in different parts of Asia this year, Australia, it's going to be in the U.S. very soon as well, World Global Wellness Conferences. So what's this all about? Well, believe it or not, health and wellness is not only driven today by the healthcare communities, the doctors, the hospitals, but also by the hospitality industry. Adrian, what are you talking about? Well, if you go to Vegas now, you will find in some hotels what they call wellness rooms. It helps you breathe better. The way they have the temperature is different. It's allergen-free. Microbial, where you cannot get germs in the room. So many things that are going on in these hospitality industry, and they're charging more for it, and people want it, and they're buying it. So what they're learning about trends in healthcare and staying well is actually floating over to the healthcare community. They're also, in the hospitality industry, watching the healthcare community, and when there are breakthroughs there, they're using it. They're using it on ships. They're using it in medical equipment. Some of the best medical equipment you will find on a cruise ship for people who are older who want to travel all their life. I call that the ageless traveler. So you should be watching for what's going on in spas. We now have something called the MediSpa, a combination of a medical facility, usually honchoed by a medical doctor, and beauty and spa treatments at the same time. We have assisted living communities and nursing homes that have spas on premises. And I'm personally working with three wonderful authors, one of whom, Scott Gerard, actually built the landscapes for Disneyland and Disney World, on going beyond the physical in wellness and creating environments for creativity, environments for contribution to the community, so that when we get old, we can get bold, like Generation Bold, and not just sit there like a lump accepting gifts and never giving any. Right? And the concept here is that when we thrive in the activities that we do, we also get healthier, that it's a part of wellness, that taking part in a play and being in a show, playing a musical instrument, being a mentor to a younger person is actually part of health care. Now think about that for a moment. You know it's true. You know that when you're doing a happy activity, you're feeling less pain, you look better, you're walking more erect, your pulse is in a very good condition, you're feeling better, your pills are working better, everything is happening. In other words, this is truly holistic. So if you wanted to say to anybody, what is the biggest trend in healthcare? The answer would be, it's not healthcare anymore. It's holistic care. And contributions are being made not just from your medical doctor, but from other totally different organizations like hospitality industry, travel industry, spa industry, cosmetic industry are all working together. And I have never seen this before, as I have in these coordinated conferences like health and hospitality. You would never see such a thing before. Well, this is happening. All right, more trends. Biggest trend, I don't want to miss my time to tell you the single largest trend that's going on, and that is robotics. I've said this many times before. This is not new to you if you've been listening to the show, but it is an amazing, amazing event that's going on. In January 2018, there will be the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It is the largest show in the world of any kind of conference, as far as I know. And it's pavilion after pavilion. Well, several years ago, you could have gone there, and there was a couple of booths, and they called it the Digital Health Pavilion. And next to that, there was another couple of booths, and that they called the Silver Pavilion. And that was technology for aging. Well, forget about it. The size of these pavilions is now enormous. They are rivaling the television, the sound pavilions, which is really what this all began, the consumer goods pavilion. They are rivaling them in size. And what you will see are robots, all kinds of robots that will bathe you, dress you, feed you, robots that will drive you. Yes, robots that will drive you. Of course, the self-drive car, in its own way, is a robot that will drive you. All of these things come from Age Labs. There's a little seal, the kind of seal that you see in the water. His name is Taro, and he's a Japanese invention, and he is a robot. And he's a companion to you. He'll also tell you when to take your medicine. And, of course, various kinds of PERS. You know what a PER is? Personal Emergency Response Systems, all in the forms of digital health chips. So it's a fantastic world out there. You do not have to simply decline. You can thrive. And what we're about here is not only to make sure that you do thrive, but more importantly, that you want to. I don't want to hear anybody say to me again, and I hear it a lot, oh, when I'm older, just shoot me. Well, no. Instead, why don't we just buy you a robot? When we come back, I'll give you an invitation so you can afford all of these things. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Okay.
Yep.
Should I hang up?
Yes.